B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. All right, so should we buy in on the wins and should we buy in on the defense given that the opponents haven't been all that great? Steelers better than the Dolphins for sure. You know what I say? Absolutely. Yeah. Patriots have kicked the snot out of these two teams.
Give them credit.
They've done exactly what you're supposed to do when you're a good team versus a bad team. Oh, pump the brakes on the Patriots. Why? Give me one valid reason why anybody should be pumping the brakes on what the Patriots have done so far.
You can't say don't pump the brakes based on the schedule and the way this thing's lined up.
I'm not doing that.
They're not going to face
anybody for weeks.
Cleveland.
And you know what? They're going to keep doing this. They're going to keep pounding teams. Yep. I'll tell you where the – you know what, though? You know what I'm starting to buy in on?
What?
Which I don't think they're going to lose the game. Don't take this the wrong way. You know what should be interesting and might provide a little something? I'm starting to buy in a little bit on Buffalo's defense.
Jerry Hughes is good.
They
got their hands full with him. They always do every year.
So we saw another week of it this weekend. And 2 weeks in, they can play a little bit.
That's that guy's forte.
I think offensively they're a train wreck. I think Josh Allen is puke-inducing. Oh, man. I don't know how you could watch that guy. I don't know how you could. If you're Buffalo, like, dude, this is going to be tough because your team doesn't totally blow.
How about that?
And you don't have a quarterback.
Who they have?
Better opponents, though. Jets, Giants, which Bills played, or Steelers, Dolphins. That's close. That's a lot of bad.
And they have Cincinnati this week, I think. So they potentially could be 3-0 when you face them. That's for first place.
Listen, I'm not gonna kick the crap out of the Bills for playing crap teams when the Patriots have done the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It is. So how can you say anything? I just think that the Bills' defense might provide a little bit of a challenge, a little resistance. Let me just say that, not a challenge. They'll provide some resistance, which the Patriots have had really none of to this point. That's all. The Patriots haven't had resistance. Maybe the Bills offer some resistance, which will be good for the Pats. That's good to have resistance.
Gase just said Trevor Siemian's out for the year, by the way. So Luke Falk looks like Sunday, Gillette.
Of course. Well, I mean, not that we didn't know that already. Not that we didn't know that already. But no, I'm not slowing down or pumping the brakes on anything the Patriots are doing. No way. No way.
No, you can just tell they're well coached. That's the thing, too. Yeah, you look comparatively when you. I mean, look at Mike Tomlin. I mean, we had fun with him last week, right? How well coached do you really think they are? Like, that guy has tenure in this league. A lot of people view him as a top five coach. I mean, they ran circles around him. You know, Flores, what'd you do? You came out in zone a bunch. Didn't play man. What'd you come out and play zone for against New England? What are you doing with your corners lined up 12 yards off on 3rd and 17? Like, just dumb stuff. Brian's better than that. They should know better. He didn't do that here. Closing down.
You mentioned the Browns. You watched much of last night?
No, not much. Not much at all. In and out. Browns looked okay. They're okay.
They talk about being able to go against a bad team.
Jim's not a Mayfield fan, kind of. He's...
I love Mayfield. I just didn't think he looked good last night.
Yeah.
He didn't look good at all.
Well, that's 0 for 2 then.
He wasn't on the same page with Beckham a lot of times. He made the one long touchdown and great catch on the sidelines.
Oh, my God. That was a hell of a catch. They look like they have a street ball offense a little bit. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised. Yeah, see, it sounds like the ceiling is going to cave in.
Landon Roberts going down the hall.
Freight train! Stidham was going down the hall earlier. I think you'll hear that in takeaways. Everyone missed it except me and the guys back in the studio. You didn't hear it.
Stidham?
Yeah, you didn't hear it. I don't know how you guys didn't hear it. I immediately started looking around the studio. You guys didn't hear it. You were oblivious.
Huh.
Like I was oblivious to Vrabel. Vrabel-esque.
Honed in.
Eric in North Carolina. Eric.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I didn't really think much about it until you guys brought it up last week. But when I went back and rewatched the game yesterday, what I took away and what stood out to me the most is just how nails Dorsett is. Like the catches that he made, 3 for 3.
Yeah. You rewatched that Miami game. Streak continues.
Yeah, it was great. You know, so that's what I took away.
I love football. You know. I love football.
Dorsett's streak continues. The target and catch streak continues going back to week 5 of last year.
Yep.
Good job. I heard you mention that on the broadcast. Good memory. Hey. Good recall. Excellent job.
I had some help on it.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh. Why didn't you just take the credit? I was giving you the credit.
I'll give credit where credit's due.
I was listening. Jim and I were listening Sunday. I go, good job, Zoe. Excellent recall there. Good job. Letting that roll right off the tongue in the middle of the broadcast.
Sounded good.
Smooth. Jim's in Connecticut. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, do that. Oh!
Oh.
What?
What?
Is this Mark and the Punksters?
Yeah. Who's this?
Jim.
Jim-o.
What's the pun of the day?
What's the pun of the
what's
day?
What's the pun of the day?
Yeah.
What do you got for him, Zoe?
He wants a joke. He wants a unique
you want me to give you a tip?
Or something like that.
You want me to give you a tip?
Make me a bicycle clown.
Go ahead.
Don't wear new shoes on the rain. That's not a pun, though.
It doesn't really work because he didn't provide a service that he would be expecting extra payment for.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, how many Polish people does it take to screw in a light bulb?
All of them.
Not three. Not two to hold the ladder and one to hold the light bulb and two
hey,
to hold
I got
the ladder.
A serious thing for you. I got a serious thing for you. There's only 3 teams in the NFL. That's the Patriots, Dallas, and Kansas. I'll take them. You guys can have the field. Which side of that bet do you want?
All right, hold on.
What are you laying odds
like
now?
I like what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Can you just tell me it one more time for clarity?
What?
One more time.
Okay. The Patriots, the Cowboys, and the Chiefs.
Okay.
Or you can have all the rest of the teams. Which side of that bet do you want?
Oh, I want the Patriots, Cowboys, Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why are you talking about the other teams? That's a waste of time.
What do you want, Jim? Why don't you come in and do our show with us one day?
Pardon me?
Why don't you come in and do our show with us one day?
That's no problem.
Oh, Jesus.
Give me a...
All right, well, Zoe will give you a call later on. He'll figure out all the
details. Like one day you're out. If you got to bang out one day, Zoe and Jim. He could answer the calls, put the call screener up, go, what?
Real talk with Jim in Connecticut.
Real talk with Jim.
I loved it.
We're still going to talk about all the teams because the Patriots are going to play a lot of different teams this year.
Right.
I don't know. I wouldn't need the Cowboys, by the way.
You want to do a Cowboy breakdown?
I don't need the Cowboys in my,
I need
in
Mabel,
my three
Mabel,
teams.
Mabel, then at the call every day. It's crazy. You
know? The Cowboys? How do the Cowboys get the advantage in there? They're not
Cowboys
gonna
look good.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl.
No, but they look good.
So I'd take them out. You're going to give me the Patriots. So I would even do it this way.
What?
Would you take the Patriots and Chiefs or the field?
Pardon me?
So it's like making that futures bet on the AFC to win the Super Bowl right now.
Yeah.
Basically.
Would you take the AFC?
Take the AFC.
But no, but not the AFC because it's only 2 specific AFC.
Well, you said those two.
Yeah, well, all right. Who else?
Yeah. That's my...
Ravens?
The Ravens?
No, I'm not in on the Ravens yet. I got to see more.
Who's the NFC team that really scares you?
Philly, if they get rolling.
Boy, they look like crap the other night. I know they got a ton of injuries, but...
They got the most talent.
You're a Wentz guy, huh?
I'd bet the AFC right now.
I think they kept the wrong quarterback, even though this Foles has broken control.
I generally speaking agree with Jim's call. The whole league sucks. The whole league. Level of play across the league, not so great. At least at the start of the year. It could get better. A lot of time left. Only 2 weeks of football.
I don't see it getting better. Hey,
yeah, it could, though. It could get better than where it is right now.
Serious question.
Serious, yes. Very serious.
How many people's fantasy teams just got foobarred based on these injuries with Breeze, Roethlisberger?
I got Breeze. Not that anyone cares. Right. I only have one fantasy team left, and that's like one too many.
I agree. Just not a fantasy guy. Never have been. I don't know what it is.
Pardon
it's
me?
It's only going to fade more and more as people replace their fantasy teams with straight-up wagering on the games.
Yeah, just gamble.
Which we are dragging our feet on in this state, by the way. FYI. Let's get that up and running, Massachusetts. Let's get moving. Let's go. Huh?
What? What? What?
A what?
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We'll get right back at it with your calls. You want to know about a bowl game that's happening at Fenway Park? It was officially announced today. A bowl game.
Sounds like fun.
It's been rumored and reported for a long time. I got some of those details for you if you want to hear about it. A little college, quick college football tape before we get back to the calls.
Sounds good.
I'll give you the details.
Are you going to do a little UMass talk yet?
Maybe. Uh-oh. We might squeeze that
in. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Next.
You got the AD on?
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That rumored Fenway Bowl has been announced, so Fenway Sports Management and ESPN Events have announced the Fenway Bowl, an annual college football bowl game featuring the AAC and the ACC that will kick off at Fenway Park beginning in 2020. The Fenway Bowl will be an annual college football bowl game at Fenway.
What's AAC?
The AAC would be the American.
Oh.
And the ACC being the Atlantic.
All right.
We'll kick off at the Red Sox beginning of 2020. Multi-year partnership between ESPN, Fenway, and, of course, Fenway Sports Group. The Fenway Bowl will mark the first time that a college football bowl game will be played in front of the Green Monster, ushering in a new football tradition at Fenway Park.
Not really. Do the Shamrock Series. You've had games there. This isn't anything new. When's that going to be? End of December? January? Sounds like a hoot. Hardy, you want to take your kids to the Fenway Bowl?
No way it's January. That kind of bowl game is like a December 26th, 27th, that's about the time.
Yeah, whatever weekend after, like, all teams finish up, that one will take place, like, middle of December.
Yeah, I mean, they brought back football in 15, as you mentioned, for Notre Dame Boston College. Right. That was the first time they had a football game there in nearly 50 years. And then in 2017, they had like a trio of games. That was Brown and Dartmouth. UMass and Maine played then. UConn and BC played there. I think they played high school games there, too, that same year. They played some high school games there. So
just dumb. Why do you pick that location? Just because of the park?
Because it's like Yankee Stadium has one. They have the Pinstripe Bowl.
I know.
There's a million colleges. There's a million college kids in the city.
But you know what this reminds me of? No, that doesn't mean they're going to.
I'm not saying a million. I'm just saying that there's a lot of college kids.
Don't mean it will sell well.
Right.
Don't mean it will be well.
It's like that's like when Francesco's got 41.
It's nothing more.
42.
So what if it's Navy Pitt?
What about it?
That could be a matchup. Navy Pitt in a bowl game. That's an attractive matchup for a bowl game. I'd go to that game.
Navy travels. Yeah. I wouldn't go.
I mean, there's a bunch. But if it's like SMU and like Duke, then you're probably not going to get much. But
you want to have some fun? Try explaining to your kid. Well, not for Louth because his kid has this in his DNA. But try explaining to your youngest kid, Zoe, as I tried explaining to mine today.
Louth's kid's already on the ticket waiting list.
Oh, yeah. They know about it. Explain to them what all these bowl games mean and why they're played.
Right.
Like, this was the conversation this morning. News is on Fenway Bowl. What does that mean? It's going to be a football game. Like a championship? No, not really. Well, who's playing in it? Don't know. Well, will it be the winners? Kind of. Maybe. Something. Right. I don't know.
I just remember growing up, and you would sit there and you'd watch. Yeah, the Cotton Bowl was even big back then. You know, the Sugar Bowl. You had like six bowls, and that was it.
Yeah. Orange, Rose, Cotton, Sugar.
Yep.
And none of them were for the championship.
I remember when the Fiesta was new. And you're like, what the hell is this thing? Then you end up having a championship gamer. Oh. Orange Bowl. The old Orange Bowl. Remember that?
Yeah. I mean, the bowls themselves. And
it's too much.
The bowl system is just, oh, it's so bad. And granted, they've now gone to the playoff, so it's not exactly the way it used to be. But a very relevant, if you're into reading, the book that came out, wow, it's been almost 10 years since they wrote the book, Death to the BCS. I can't believe it's been almost 10 years since they wrote that book. But it's people we know, Dan Wetzel, Jeff Passan. You know him from being...
Jeff Passan,
who you now know is the lead baseball guy at ESPN, and Josh Peter. They wrote this book like 10 years ago, and it just peeled back the curtain on all the greed and money that is changing hands and how much of a scam it is. Like, just how much of an absolute facade this bowl thing is. It's a joke.
Well, maybe Holer can do one on the Fenway Bowl.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Oh, I'm sure he'll hit it hard. The same way he hit the David Ortiz story hard. David Ortiz, who is now speaking publicly on a full-blown PR tour.
To a select few.
To hand-picked people is what it is. Hand-picked people. Including Bob Holer at the Globe, who wrote his story over the weekend. And takes everything from his wide-ranging interview at Fenway Park and writes it up for the Globe. And it just doesn't seem all that critical, if you ask me, of David Ortiz. And I'm critical in the sense that there's, I don't know, it just sort of just takes the quotes, and here it is. This is the story.
Sacrilegious, though, to rip Ortiz, though.
Probably. You know, or as it writes in the story, Ortiz dismissed tabloid rumors that have emanated from social media in the Dominican Republic.
Okay. Good. Good.
Have they emanated just from social media in the Dominican Republic? Is that where all those tabloid rumors have come from? Is that the only place they've come from, Jim?
No. The New York Daily News?
How about, like,
The New York Daily News was the one that had the car running off the road.
Right. I know that's sort of a tabloid newspaper in the States. That's not... You know, to this, I would agree. Listen, if the Boston Globe says, listen, the New York Daily News or the New York Post doesn't have the same journalistic standards as the Boston Globe, if they said that, I'd say, all right, you got a case. Right?
Yeah, I thought a Brit paper had it, too.
But don't tell me that social media posts from the DR, because that's not true either. It's definitely a step above that. Ortiz dismissed tabloid rumors that have emanated from social media in the Dominican Republic. Is that an accurate description of those reports? Or the Daily Mail printing a picture of the check for that vehicle that was purchased?
Or those the videos of the woman swinging at the...
That's not a social media rumor. That's a document, a copy of a document of a purchase made by a very expensive purchase made by David Ortiz. Ask him about that. Is this real? Is this your check? Is this document legitimate?
Someone forged your signature?
Someone writing checks off your bank account that you didn't write? Ask about that. One suggested a car he was driving had been chased and forced off the road by someone trying to harm him before the shooting. Quote, if that ever happened to me, the first person I would call would be the president of the Dominican Republic, Ortiz said. I know he would do something about it. That's how close we are.
Well, he might not be lying.
He might not be.
He might have called the president after he ran off the road and said, I need to get out of this.
Help.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fishy story. It really is.
But just that brag, though. Like, that brag there, I would call the president. Like, you're putting up some sort of shield there of, like, you'd call the president? You'd call the president of the country?
I don't understand what that proves or disproves anyway. He said he would, and I read it too, Beetle, where he said if he had been run off the road by somebody for doing, and he knew who the person was or why he was being run off the road, he would have called the president of the DR. Is that essentially what he said?
Yeah, it's like that proves something. What does that prove?
I don't know what it
makes no sense.
What? You're willing to admit that whatever you were into is somehow bad enough to where you would call the I don't know what that means. It doesn't mean anything to me.
That's you want weird. Sound of Ortiz ripping the DR media?
Sure. Yeah, please.
And there's this media back home that have zero credibility, but they like to have followers and likes. And the only way they feel like they can do that is building up all this gas out there that people call people attention, and then they get what they want. But we have been able to, you know, control all that and being able to come to people and tell them what really happened so they understand and go from there.
Okay.
But so far, but if you've hired Ed Davis to investigate this for you, doesn't that mean that you don't know what really happened? We've been able to go to them and tell them what really happened. Okay, well, what really happened?
Well, you've admitted you don't know what happened.
Exactly. What are you hiring Ed Davis to go investigate for?
That's a good point. We've been able to tell them that everything they think happened didn't happen. Well, then what did?
So that press conference, that weird press conference that they held, too, that was all goofy, too, to him? Like, that was a scattered press conference.
Yeah. And so,
this whole story, man.
These interviews you saw on your local news channels last night were done in a pool fashion where...
You get in a pool?
Like a pool report.
Yeah.
And so reporters, sports reporters from each station were allowed to go and ask a handful of questions. Sports people only, no news reporters allowed.
Sports.
In fact, if news reporters were to show up in place of the sports reporters, they were not going to be allowed in. That was the rule yesterday. Hmm. No news reporters.
No Jorge Quiroga.
Nope. No Byron Barnetts.
No Jonathan Alls.
None of those people. Per David Ortiz, sports people only, no news reporters.
Sports questions.
Sports reporters only for his sit-downs and his first availability yesterday at Fenway. Sports people only, no news reporters. That was the rule. That was the rules of coverage yesterday at Fenway. Those were the ground rules. Why? Why does that need to be a ground rule?
Security.
Yeah, stop. Did anybody ask about
I'll tell you why. It's a PR tour. That's why. It's a PR tour.
Why? Why do you need a PR tour? Really? Like, you already have a view of David Ortiz. You know what? Nothing's going to change what you think of David Ortiz. He's that concerned what you think of the story?
And you know why?
You know what I mean?
So, let me ask you this. This is what goes on. This is what it is. So, sports reporters only, and it's at Fenway. Why is it at Fenway? Why Fenway?
He played for the Red Sox.
I'll tell you why. I can give you the answer. Because the people that then show up have to cover that team all the time, and the people who are there not setting it up. That so it was David Ortiz's people that set up the availability, not the Red Sox. The team didn't do it. His people did. David Ortiz is, you know, he's got his own handlers now. But you know what? The Red Sox are sitting there probably hanging out. Their staff probably watching it. I'm guessing. I don't know that. I'll find out. I'll ask around. See if I can find out. Yeah. On their turf. You know, don't get in there and start trying to be Byron Barnett, because you're going to cover our team every day. You know, you want to make waves with the team you got to cover every day? It's just... You know, it feels like strong-arming. It feels like trying to get your way.
You're manipulating.
You're trying to manipulate the coverage is what you're trying to do. Why? That's my question. What are you hiding here? What do you need that for? What do you need the soft landing for?
Yeah, what are you so protective for?
What are you so protective about? Why do you need the soft landing? That's all. I think they're fair questions to ask. You think Shaughnessy can help us with that on Thursday?
Yeah, I hope so. That's his job.
617-779-0985.
Dan was very upset.
Ortiz doesn't like Shaughnessy, though.
Dan was down in Miami. He was very upset he couldn't talk to Antonio Brown.
Oh, boy. I'm sure we'll hear about
that. Get ready for that.
I'm sure we'll hear about that on Thursday. We're talking to Burt Breer tomorrow. How long did Antonio Brown's accuser meet with the NFL yesterday? We have that answer. We'll talk about that and get to more of your calls next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
617-779-0985, the phone number. We'll get right back to your calls. 10 hours is how long the accuser in the civil case against Antonio Brown met with the NFL yesterday.
What did he do for 10 hours?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's a long conversation. You and I talk 4 hours a day. That's a long conversation, man.
No, but I mean, like, we have stuff to talk about. She's obviously got the one thing, right? Or maybe she just gave him the whole backstory in detail.
I'm sure they asked her all kinds of things.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Backstory, and then probably said,
long.
Hey, tell it to us again.
Is that good or bad for him?
What's that?
That she met for 10 hours.
That she's got a lot to say?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know if you can read into it that way. I don't know. I don't know how to read into that, but that's a long time.
Meticulous.
10 hours.
Yeah.
10 hours, and they may not be done. According to one report today from Charles Robinson of Yahoo, that it may not be over, and they're going to keep the lines of communication open between the league and the accuser.
Jeez.
So we asked the question off the top today. Do you want this wrapped up quickly, or do you want it to drag on? Because if it drags on, he could get suspended down the road and have it come
right
at a meaningful time. And I referenced Ben Roethlisberger's case today. He was never charged with a crime. Ben Roethlisberger was not charged with a crime, and yet he was suspended 6 games. It was later, much later. I'd have to look it up, but it was months between his suspension and his reduction down to 4 games.
Yeah, it was long.
Yeah. So he ended up serving a 4-game suspension. Originally, he was banned for 6.
Yeah. See, people remember
that. And he became a Boy Scout after he got his 6-game ban.
Woke him up. Yeah. You're right.
Do you believe that Antonio Brown will do the same?
Probably not.
So you can factor that into it as well. But as promised, back to your phones. Rob's in Oklahoma. Over Sooner.
Hey, Rob. I'm curious about the O-line. The depth is pretty shallow, and being that Wynn has a tough toe, and I know that thing can linger for quite a while, and Cannon's shoulder, what's the possibility of maybe, possibly, trading for Trent Williams? I know it's a lot, but, I mean, what other kind of options do we have to help, you know, solidify our offensive line until these guys get healthy again?
I mean, it's a long shot. It's going to cost a ton of money.
They don't have the cap space, so they'd have to do another move to another, you know, contract that they currently have. They'd have to make space to do it. And that's most of the time easy, but they're in a spot where it's getting harder because you'd have to be altering contracts you really don't want to touch.
Yeah, then you got to extend guys.
Yeah, and I don't think they really want to do it.
Nah, it's an older team.
Yeah, that's why. When you have an older team, it's not a great thing to keep doing that.
Right.
So they got to find a better option than going out and trading for Trent Williams, is what I would say. And it doesn't sound like they're going to trade him.
No.
Turf toe, you ever had that?
Never had turf toe. I mean, I stubbed my toe. Yeah, kind of.
You stub your toe.
Yeah.
I think we've all done that. Jim, you ever stubbed your toe?
No, like running. No,
yeah.
The game.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done that. Mm-hmm. Hardy, Tom, you guys ever stubbed your toe?
Yeah, I'm sure it's the exact same thing.
I just cracked my toe off because I don't have my shoes on.
You ever hit like the coffee table in your home?
Oh man,
that has to be worse.
That split my nail last year.
That's right? How Super Blonde Blondes broke her toe and split the webbing between two toes.
Was that the coffee table?
The metal leg of the coffee table last winter. Yeah.
Oh,
your middle leg.
What?
No.
What did he say?
No.
The metal leg.
Metal.
I got you.
Metal. Hey, wait,
that's the one you drilled, right?
No, that's not the one I made.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Jeez, good Lord. No, and he released the pressure on the little drill.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That was...
You got to stop.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
He did. He put it on video.
You're talking about middle legs and drilling and releasing pressure.
I just think
you should slow it down.
Okay.
I don't know what. No,
think about all the things you.
Oh,
just
like
said.
You perfectly listened to everything in his show today.
I don't.
No, he's listening too intently right now. That's Beagle's problem. He's
that
making
woke
up
his ass up, huh?
Yeah, he's making up for lost time. Now he's just trying to.
That reminds me of Mike Vrabel.
Filthy in everything that you say.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm the one that started on the... Never mind.
You got sick in mind. Dumb.
Yeah, dumb. Yeah, okay. Please. Joe's in West Virginia. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mark. I just got a quick comment on Eli Manning, and then I got a question for number 16 out of the University of Maryland on a quarterback.
He was 13 in Maryland. He was 13 in Maryland.
Oh, okay, all right, thanks. And a shout-out to Jimmy Lauf. I want to rock. As far as Eli...
Was this Joe the Milkman?
Yeah, it certainly is.
No, it isn't.
All those hints.
Are you serious?
I'm quite serious. I just wanted to say...
Why'd your voice change? You're going to call them the Pat Riots.
But I just want to say real quickly on Eli, I don't want to put him in like the Trent Dilfer category where, you know, when it was a 2001 Baltimore.
You want us to go get Trey Thomas, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But I want to see Eli, you know, go out, you know, with some class. But he also, you know, to me, he had a great defense when they beat the Pat Riots the first time. And the second time around, he had Plexico Burress, kind of like a modern day Antonio Brown, you might say. He was a guy, you know, good playmaker, impossible for secondary to cover. So the question I got for you, as far as you going with a Kyler Murray type playmaker quarterback, or you going to try a Daniel Jones, a drop back guy? Great show, by the way. Thank you.
See you, Joe. Thanks for calling, buddy. Don't be a stranger. Does that sound like him? It doesn't sound like Joe, does
That's
it?
That's what happened when you live in West Virginia for like seven or 8 years. Yeah.
Wow, the Pat Riots. Old caller there, man. All I need is money and a truck to call now. Call it a day. It's a good question. I prefer the straight dropback guy. I do. You know, the quintessential pocket passer. I think those other guys...
Can we choose better quarterbacks?
Does it matter?
So do you want... Who's the best young dropback guy in your mind?
I can't even say the kid from Oregon because he's in a gun.
I know.
I mean...
Everyone that comes out can move.
Yeah.
Am I missing? Am I not thinking of somebody?
Taylor. The kid in Clemson. But he's years away.
No, I'm talking about guys that are in the league right now.
Dwayne Haskins from the Redskins is a dropback guy, but he hasn't played yet, so we don't
know. I'm talking about someone who's played and is more traditional in style. That's young. Mm. Who is that guy?
See, Goff's a big kid. Bortles?
Ugh. Man, but no, but I want someone that's good.
No, I'm trying to think. There aren't many, dude.
And all the good young guys all have the ability
Dak?
To move.
Dak's under center a lot.
Yeah, but he can run. He can run his ass off.
I know.
See how fast he is? See him run this last Sunday? Man, he can fly when he wants to.
Dak was more like Tebow in college and less like he is now.
Wentz? I don't know.
Yeah, no, Wentz is
runs. He runs. That's how he hurts.
Wentz is a bigger built. He can. If he stops running, he can still play quarterback.
Yeah,
he should stop running because he's going to get killed.
That's the thing. That's why I'm hesitant to go with those runners. But then you get
all right. So like, if Wentz didn't run versus like Baker Mayfield, who do you want?
Probably Wentz.
Yeah, I think you're.
I think they kept the wrong quarterback.
That's always sort of the guy you're going to lean towards.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's just me. Nothing, man.
All right, today's takeaways are coming up next, and of course, I wasn't listening to Zone, and the hosts aren't listening. That will certainly be a part of it, and it's coming up right after this.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Made losing weight better than ever. Six locations, the newest in Littleton and Government Center. Check it all out with the worldwide program online at awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, so let's get to it.
Do it.
You didn't hear this today. I don't think anyone heard this but me and Tom back in our studio in Dorchester at the Town Fair Tire Studio. I think Jared Stidham was going by in the hallway or something while we were...
No, I did. I heard a beep, too.
Oh, you did hear
the beep,
it?
Beep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You didn't react.
No. I
was like, what?
Because I didn't think it would have. I would have said, "Do you hear that beep beep?"
No, here it is.
Like,
here it is about Bill Belichick's defense, and that edit.
No, it did.
The enhancement makes it sound worse.
Do it again.
defense. And
kind of.
Yeah.
I heard it, though.
I heard it. I heard it when it happened.
Defense. You know, you know what you didn't hear is me saying Mike Vrabel.
I definitely will get to that. But we also were fascinated with the Dolphins' white pants that we failed see on Sunday somehow.
You know what? What's wrong with his pants? What's wrong with his pants?
We're up, Zo.
The Dolphins wore see-through pants.
Yeah, I saw that, too. I spotted that.
Yeesh.
I don't know which player that was.
A jock strap on. That's a safety.
Those pants were rather see-through.
Yeah, a diaper and a jock strap on.
We're rather see-through.
You and I both
we both were like, whoa!
Yeah, stuffy dangling around and all hanging out.
Delayed.
There's a problem with yoga pants a few years ago. They had to...
I'm not like that.
Quote-unquote fix the material, but...
Oh, yeah, the Lululemons.
Yeah.
They were very see-through.
Yeah, very sheer.
Yeah, those pants are see-through.
Philadelphia wore the same one. Look how little the guy's jock is on the left. Like, you see how thin it is? Look at the other guy in the middle. His is huge.
Seems like it'd be uncomfortable, jock that small.
Like the other one's got like a little, he's got a little bikini on the left.
All right.
Jesus.
All right, then. Very good.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
How do you not notice that? Right? Are you cheaping out on the material? You know what this reminds me of? Remember that woman? She wore them yoga pants. You're talking about Hardy. Remember the prancing lady? When that prancing thing was a fad, it was a thing on the internet. Prancer. You don't remember that?
Prancing?
Lady, she pranced around. She had like blue yoga pants on. And there's stuff that stuck out. Leave it at that.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right. Also,
yeah, David Ortiz did the prancing thing. Everybody was doing it. Did it down the streets of New York.
Also today, when the hosts aren't listening, I wasn't listening.
Yeah. And now, how to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
Kyle Van Noy retweeted it and said, we have names.
A little Vrabel-esque.
Well, Bill. They did list a name. They listed an individual's name. They listed Bill Belichick.
Right. Bill Belichick's defense.
Do you know what it reminded me of?
Vrabel.
Yeah.
This has been how to tell when the hosts
so
aren't listening.
Jim. He was so proud. He's like, yeah. And you go, wait a minute. Did I say that? Did you say that? I'm like, yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
That happened. Did you say that?
Yeah, I said it.
Vrabel-esque. You know what that reminded me of?
Vrabel. Vrabel.
Yeah. Do you know what it reminded me of?
Vrabel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So you,
that's like a Maz, yeah.
Yeah.
You especially want to be listening to our show tomorrow.
Yes, you do. We have two pairs of Patriots tickets to give away.
Yeah.
At 11:30 and 1:30 tomorrow, we're giving away Patriots tickets. So, if you want to go to the Patriots game on Sunday, you want to be listening tomorrow at 11:30 and 1:30. It's pretty simple.
Right.
Listen.
Go.
Have your chance to win. Go to the Patriots game. Pretty good. I'd say it's a fine opportunity. So, do that, okay?
Yeah. You get to talk to Jimmy the intern when you call.
And Bert will be with us tomorrow. So, we'll have Bert Breer with us. He'll give us the latest. I'm sure he will have maybe a few more details on what happened yesterday with the league's investigation. Also, Kyle Van Noy will join us tomorrow as well. So we'll have Van Noy, we'll have Bert Breer, and we'll be giving away two pairs of Patriots tickets on tomorrow's show.
Belichick talks tomorrow, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Bill tomorrow.
Yep.
Wonder if Byron Barnett will be there, who I am now affectionately calling the People's Champ.
See if you can get him to walk off the podium.
I want him in there every press conference. I want him asking his questions every chance he gets. Byron Barnett. Too bad he wasn't able to go talk to Ortiz yesterday.
It could have been. That's a shame.
That's too bad. All right, Belger and Mass coming your way next. It's Tuesday. They'll have Greg Bedard with them.
See y'all.
Three up, three down. All that good stuff. It's on
Big
the way.
Big boy Tuesday.
So don't go anywhere. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.